Mehavon.
Pesuk Parasha, one of the mitzvot, the Torah tells us, if somebody will come, a person, Navi or Cholem Chalom, means the guy used to be a real Navi, a real prophet. Or somebody really has real dreams. So the Gemara tells us that really a dream is 1/60th of prophecy. One of the reasons that Hashem created sleep, Hashem of course could have created us without going to sleep. Maybe it was to sleep. Why do you have to go to sleep? Hashem would have given us energy without going to sleep. The Gemara says like this: sleeping is 1/60th of death. That's why we have to wash hands when we get up from sleep, because it's like you died. Death is impurity, like a dead man is impure. Tame. Sleeping is 1/60th of death. It means when a person goes to sleep, it means that he is alive only 59th of 60th. And what it means is that his body doesn't have the energy of the body. On the contrary, a dream is 1/60th of prophecy. It means like this: that the person, when he goes to sleep, part of his body is dead. It's dead, it means it doesn't have any physical things. Since you're not so much physical, in return, you have 1/60th of prophecy. So that's one of the reasons Hashem made us go to sleep. Not to go to sleep, not because I need to go to sleep. Because by your sleeping, you connected yourself to Hashem. Easy for you to connect yourself, because so-called 1/60th of the physical body is not here, it's dead. So it's dead, so it means now that I can get some messages from Hashem. And let's say it's called Cholem Chalom. Let's say the Gemara says Cholem. The Gemara says if a person doesn't dream, something is wrong with him. Something wrong with you? What's wrong with me? But remember, dream after, what's wrong with me? It's mean you want to sleep? Yeah. But the accomplishment of sleeping is a dream. If you didn't have a dream, it means something is wrong with your system. Because the purpose of sleeping is to have a dream. And here comes the Torah and says it. And the Torah, in the text, this week's Torah. A prophet will get up, or somebody that has dreams. What do you mean has dreams? When that guy is known that his dreams are accurate. And accurate means it's a message from Hashem, like a prophecy. And the Gemara says, the guy is for real. The guy gets up and he says, listen, I want to tell you something. Before I tell you something, I want to tell you something. I can stop the sun, I can stop the moon. According to one explanation, he already did it once. He was for real, he's a real prophet, he's a real so-called dreamer for the positive way of dreaming. And when he was at that stage, he was able to stop the sun and the moon. He did stop it. Now he comes forward and he said, I want to tell you something. You know me, right? Let me tell you something. I'm telling you, I got a message from God. God wants you to do Avodah Zarah. I says, listen, you cannot resist this guy. You cannot deny him. You know, this is, I don't know what's his name, but this is Ari. You know, Ari, I'm from Bayochai, talking about giant. Navi or Cholem Chalom, we're not talking about a fake here. We're talking about a real man. He said, listen, don't ask questions. Now Hashem wants you to wash Avodah Zarah. But you should know, it's not just, you know, when you read it, you can take it as for granted like this. It's not so simple. The Gemara tells us like this. Gemara tells us when Avshalom, David's son, rebelled against his father. And he wants to kill David. It looked very, very bad, you know, on the media, you know. The day we have internet, those days without internet, you know everything, nothing, you know. We don't know how, it's very hard to understand what happened those days. As an example, Ahab, king, wanted to kill Eliyahu Navi. The Gemara says Ahab ruled the whole world, almost like Shlomo HaMelech. Like Ahasuerus, the Gemara says. One day, Obadiah Hanavi meets Eliyahu Hanavi. It was 3 years Ahab was looking for him all around the world. Can you imagine? How can you look all around the world? In every cave, in every mountain, every valley, soldiers all around looking, but all around the world. And Obadiah asked Eliyahu, "Are you Eliyahu?" I said, "Yeah, I'm Eliyahu." I said, "Where were you?" So I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "They looked for you all over the world. Can you imagine? There's no satellite, there's no spies, man. They had some kind of ideas. I don't know how they knew it." So the Gemara says, look, David HaMelech was chased by his son to be killed, to kill him. David HaMelech asked one of his friends, I said, "You know what? I'm going to do Avodah Zarah. I'm going to bow down to a statue." And then everybody says, that's why his son wants to kill him. It's from Hashem. So David wanted so-called to avoid Chilul Hashem. And gossip of people, look, how is it possible? David HaMelech is supposed to be Mashiach. His son wants to kill him. He must have done something wrong. So David so-called looked on exit, so-called not to have Chilul Hashem. He said, I'm going to do Avodah Zarah. And then everybody's going to blame me. He said, oh, it's Yetzerah for the Zarah. It's Yetzerah for the Zarah. So it deserves it. Sounds this is really the secret in the Torah. Because this giant comes one day and says, listen, I'm a prophet. Remember me, I know dreams and everything. And you know, Avodah Zarah time. So it's not, you know, just out of range, a crazy man. And says, you know, you never know. Maybe Hashem wants now Avodah Zarah, maybe. You don't know. And God comes to the Torah, says, don't listen to the guy. It's a test from Hashem. Hashem is testing you. So Hashem is going to send somebody, a giant, and he's going to tell you, let's do Avodah Zarah. Don't listen, it's a test. And sometimes Hashem tests people, and a major test. But this is a test that's almost impossible to resist because the guy is the head of the community. He's the head, he's a Rishon LeZion. He's not talking about a guy, you know, a little rabbi from a small town in down south. He's a major guy. And so I warned you, don't listen. It means the temptation, the idea that you might listen is almost impossible to resist. The Torah says, listen, you have to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu and listen to Hashem. You go, the Mikdash, you know, this. It's a test. Hashem wants to see if what? Hashem wants to see if you love him. B'chol levavchem, b'chol nafshechem. So-called. Hashem, you know, the Americans call you is George. Hashem wants to see if you love him. Hashem wants to see if I love him. This is what Hashem knows if I love him, I don't love him. And he can make a Kadosh Baruch Hu such a small entity. He wants to see if you love him. What does it mean? Therefore, he's going to send me such a hard test. He's going to send me this guy that I might fall in trap. And Hashem is warning me, don't listen to him. That's America. It's not proper. You're not going to test your own son. You want to know if your son loves you. Excuse me, I think you put your son in the trap. Your mother has shalom, he falls in the trap. Whose fault is this? And actually, one Nabi told the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole idea that Am Yisrael at that time used to worship Avodah Zarah, and Nabi told Hashem in the text, he told him, it's your problem. Why do you make such a Yetzirah? Why do you give this Satan so much strength? Why? It's your fault. Why you made it? Nobody wants to worship Avodah Zarah. We said last evening Shema. You know why they worship Avodah Zarah? Because it's a Shvat. So Hashem is testing me? Why Hashem is testing me? What Hashem is testing me? What does Hashem gain from it? Hashem, bravo, he loves me. What does it mean exactly? So yeah, then you take this guy and you kill him. Kill him. But it's not his fault. Why do you kill him? You know, he was made to test me, okay? That means Hashem put in his head that. Because it's a test from Hashem, right? It's not the guy came out of nowhere. If he came out of nowhere, it's not a test from Hashem. If the Torah emphasizes Hashem test, it means Hashem put in this guy's head, yes, you, me, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, yes, and you go, you tell him that. So you were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the test, to be the tester. You're a tester, you know? So now I have to kill him. The test is over, Baruch Hashem, nobody did. And if they did, it's not this guy's fault either. And he was just, you know, the temptation, you know, you want to go fishing, you put on the rod a little worm, so? So it's the worm's fault? No, it's your fault. You took the worm. Hashem, you decided you want to see if Am Yisrael love you, and you're going to send this guy? The guy's innocent. You're innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. You chose him. He would not have came forward and said, okay, let me tell you, I can do this, and this, listen to me. I said, well, what gave you the idea? Well, I think so. I said, what do you think? You don't think so. It means you have it inside. And this is not just, you know, a regular thing. This is a real person, a real Navi, a real thing. Even though according to one explanation, now he's a little bit shaky, okay. But he is being used by Hashem, and then you kill him? No. Very hard to understand, but this is paragraph in the Torah. It's one of the 630 mitzvot, and Hashem wrote in the Torah. And Hashem did not just say, you know, a dry statement. Listen. Somebody comes and thinks Avodah Zarah, don't do it. Of course, don't do it. It says in the Torah, a lot of times, don't do Avodah Zarah. Why should he say, no, listen, what do you mean? Listen? No, do Avodah Zarah, no Avodah Zarah. You know, I didn't need a paragraph. It's one of them is what in the Torah, don't do Avodah Zarah. So, why are you telling me a story? Somebody's going to come. I don't care what came, he didn't come. I'm not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. You can't. You can't worship Avodah Zarah. So, don't tell me a story. You know, somebody might come. I don't understand. Torah is not story, it's not such a situation, telling a situation. I do Avodah Zarah. No exception, right? No exception. It doesn't say in the Torah what you're allowed to do. It says, no exception. Oh, no exception. No Avodah Zarah. It says, don't tell me a story now. Somebody would come, somebody would say somebody this, and he would kill him. And listen, go after the Torah, listen to the Torah, and do what Hashem does. It says, Hashem does this, you do this, Hashem does. Top secret in our life, you know. But as it, to make the long story short, so the punchline is the spies. Of course, our problem in life, of course, starts with the golden calf. But so-called continue with the spies. To our tells us what happened. Moshe chose 12 people to go and spy in Eretz Yisrael. Kolam Anashim Hashem Bnei Yisrael Ema. Top of the Am Yisrael, top. Biad Moshe, Hashem Bnei Moshe Rabbeinu choose this guy, it's the holiest of this tribe, this holiest, everybody, the top. Came back from Eretz Yisrael, and then it's not good for us. Not good for us. We're not going over there. We're going over there, it's not so bad. But they so-called ignited Am Yisrael to a situation. They said, we're going back to Egypt. Not only going back to Egypt, we're going to make a new king. And we can do Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah? What happened now? Nothing. You don't know. But my rabbi came, he's a giant, he's a Shon Tzion. He told me it's not for me. And I'm stuck here. He said, don't go over there. It's dangerous over there. A lot of Arabs. Hezbollah, this, that. So, what happened to me? What happened? He just came from Har Sinai a year ago. You saw Hashem, you heard Hashem. Moshe split Yamsuf for you. You get man every day from Shemayim. You have the will of Miriam, you have the cloud on top of you. What happened to you?
I don't know.
My rabbi convinced me. My rabbi convinced me it's not good for me. Okay, it's not good for you, so? But didn't stop at that point. I said, Nitna Rosh Teshuvah Mitzrayim. So the Gemara said, we do Avodah Zarah. It means, says, Iyov, Hashem said that the sentence. En Bekdoshav lo yamin. Until a person closes his eyes and goes to Gan Eden, Hashem doesn't trust him. Something might happen to you. Some tests from Hashem all the time. You are being tested. You're in the world of tests. Because Hashem wants to see if you love him. Hashem wants to see if you love him. It's wrong. Of course, in the text, but that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that Hashem wants to see if you love him. Hashem is testing you to see if you can get back to the original creation that he created mankind, that you got before we did the golden calf, we said the Lishma. And you later on you said, I won't do Avodah Zarah. I said, Hashem wants you back. Because that is that you here on this world, at least, not everybody, but most of the people, at least one time you come back. And the reason why you're here, because you got to correct something. It's not here on vacation, it's not you were created by Hashem. You're created by Hashem for a reason that last life we did something 100%, and Hashem is going to test you in this life to see if you really up to fix and correct what you did last life. This is our task. This is the reason of the creation. And this world, Lari says, Leon, we told him, is a correction for the world before. And Dari says the animals in the world before are the people here. And the people from the world before are the animals in this here, in this world. So we're here to do a job for ourselves. And Hashem is going to make a test. Via the test, you will elevate yourself. Because some Chachamim said, Nisayon in Hebrew is like Nes. Nes means a miracle in Hebrew, and it also means something, elevation. So Hashem is telling you, look, I want to tell you something. Don't be surprised. One day, God, big guy will come. And he will tell you certain things. And you might fall in the trap. But this is for you, because like this, you can elevate yourself, like this, you fix yourself. And you'll be able to reach the level that Hashem had in mind when he created you originally. And what you reached that level on Har Sinai. Don't listen to him. This guy's going to get killed, you know, because his job is to do it. His job is to do it because he, in last life, also he did something like this. He convinced people. Likewise, in the desert, the person of the tribe, it was the biggest, was able to convince his tribe. It's not to go to Israel and to do Avodah Zarah. Let's just on the surface, this is really what the secret of this paragraph is. So the instruction in the paragraph. Okay, so Hashem wants to see you. So, okay, it's very nice to tell me. Listen, look, don't do it. You love Hashem. Okay. Very nice. But last time I fell in a trap. So what makes you think that you'll survive it? I'll survive it. You do the same thing in last life. The same idea that you had last life, you might have now, because Neshama comes down and he says with the same idea what you had. Not only comes down, they say, Neshama goes up with the same ideas that the person has here in this world. Same thing. Okay, so I'm going to get a test. Now Hashem, okay, so tell me what to do. I need instruction. Comes the Torah, I give you the instruction. Hashem, you have to walk behind Hashem. You have to listen to Chachamim. Stuff to shmo, keep the mitzvot. Uvotid bakun. Be glued to Hashem. Only if you do this, you survive. Otherwise, you fall in the trap. I still don't know what to do. Okay, just a dry statement. Keep Shabbat, do mitzvot, learn halachot. Okay. I do all the above I do, but there's only one problem. Last time I did the same thing. I also went to Yeshiva all this time. And also I did all the thing, and I fell in the trap. What do you think, the generation of the desert? Learn Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine better rabbi than Moshe Rabbeinu? You have Moshe Rabbeinu in front of you. In front of you, he teaches the Torah. He makes miracles in front of you. Split the Tiamsa for you. Took you out of Egypt. Did everything in Egypt for you. Every day you get man from Shamayim. All the miracles. Still, when my rabbi came back, but the rabbi compared to Moshe Rabbeinu is no comparison. It's no comparison. Who is this rabbi? You know who Moshe Rabbeinu is? Can't even imagine who Moshe Rabbeinu is. Up to Shamayim, still in Shamayim. Can you imagine the rabbi can be in Shamayim? He cannot even go a few flights up. So they fell. So what does Hashem want from me now? How am I going to survive? Listen to Hashem. Listen. What do you think they didn't start? They didn't keep Shabbat over there? Of course they kept Shabbat over there. You think they didn't know the halacha? Of course they know the halacha. So, tell me what to do. I just told you. You know, there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, go visit sick people. Go do kindness. You know, do tzedakah, do this. Hashalom, somebody went to Gan Eden, go pay what you call a Shiva call, comfort the person. Come to the Gemara and it says, look, it's the wrong idea what you have. Hashem doesn't want you to do kindness. It's not true, Shekhar. Hashem doesn't want you to give tzedakah. Hashem doesn't want you to go and visit sick people. Hashem doesn't need from you anything. But what does Hashem want from you? One thing. Hashem told the angels, you should know, Naseh Adam Betzalmenu Kidmotenu. You have to reach a level that you're the image of Hashem. And actually the Gemara says, it's based on the Navi, of course. You want to choose a rabbi? Of course. He's not very knowledgeable. He knows everything. He's a prophet. So the Navi says, the Gemara says, Kimalach Hashem Tzvakotu. You have to imagine that the rabbi is like an angel. Says the Gemara, a very frightened statement. If the Rav looks like an angel, study from him. If he's not, don't study from him. Don't study from him? No. You're very knowledgeable. No, he's to be like an angel. What do you mean an angel? I don't know if the Rav, I've never seen an angel. How do you know if the Rav is an angel? So I'm going to tell you what it is. You have to know a lot of information about angels. But the amount of mind of angels, that Hashem made the angels part of himself. Naseh Adam Betzalmenu Kidmotenu, before Hashem created mankind, he asked the angels, let's create someone like us. I was an angel, it looks like Hashem. What does it mean, looks like Hashem? It's space. The Gemara says what it means is like this. That Hashem, when he created this world, he wanted so-called to clone himself. Hashem is Hashem. And Hashem wants to share his so-called his majesty. And he created angels first. So the angel looks like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It means he does. He has to have, of course he's remote, but what he does what Hashem does. He has a mission. What's my mission? To do what Hashem wants. What does Hashem want? Hashem really wants to do something, and I want to do the same thing. That's the secret about it. And Hashem expects us to be like him. Not because Hashem wants me to be like him. Because if you are like Hashem, it means you get and you gain everything, you can be like God. But actually, that's what the snake told Chava. That's the secret. The snake told Chava, if you can eat from the tree, you're going to be Hashem. And she swallowed it. Because that's the truth. Because Hashem said it to the angels. Hashem told the angels, let manufacture a person to be like us. Usually you don't want somebody to be like you. You want to control. You don't want to be. You don't have competition. Unless the snake already, this is the words of the snake to Chava. See, competition, competition. Hashem afraid of competition. It's the opposite. This was Hashem. Hashem wants competition. Not even wants competition. He wants you to be like him. So if he wants to be like me, so tell me what to do. Go visit a sick person. Not because I want to visit, because I went to visit Avraham Avinu when he was sick. Go pay a Shiva call to comfort somebody. Not because I want you to do it. Not because it's nice and it shows something. No. Because when you do such a thing, you do what Hashem does. It means you become like Hashem. When Avraham Avinu died, Torah says, Hashem came to Yitzchak to comfort him. The Gemara says, Bin Cheva Kadisha, go bury people. I said, what? It's a mitzvah. No. The Gemara says, it's wrong. You go bury because Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Go do kindness, not because Hashem wants you to do kindness. Because Hashem does kindness. So when you do all the above, who voted back on? So the Gemara, then you bring glue to Hashem. What does it mean glue to Hashem? Idabek b'darchav, says the Gemara, says, if you do what Hashem does, you actually becomes like a miniature Hashem. Hashem wants you to become a miniature Hashem. As we said, Mizmor, Ani amarti elokim atem, ovdei elokim kulchem. Hashem did not create a person to walk around and to pray to him all day long. Hashem wants you to reach a level that you should know there is Hashem, but Hashem wants you to be a smaller Hashem, a midget. A midget Hashem, that's what Hashem wants. And that is the purpose of creation, to fulfill the creation. And here comes Hashem and Torah, I want to explain to you something. One day Hashem is going to test you. If you love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul. So what? What is it? Well, it's a correction. No. The correction is because Hashem wants you to reach that level. That if you love him so much, it means you're going to do what he does. If you love somebody so much, you imitate him, but you don't imitate him because you want to do it, because you want to be like him. The imitation that the Gemara says, the rabbi looks like an angel, is a rabbi, but it's not because he's knowledgeable. Domeh le-malach Hashem Zokot, as the Gemara says. As the Nabi Malach says, last Nabi says, malach Hashem Zokot, it says, that is the goal in your life. So it means that the rabbi looks like this and I see what the rabbi does, so then I do the same thing. So his rabbi did this, his rabbi said, what do you mean? We imitate Hashem, you know, because Hashem wants me to do it. So when you imitate Hashem, you become a miniature Hashem. Hashem wants you to become a miniature Hashem. And that's the Nabi Yoel says. Nabi Yoel, his prophecy, what's going to happen before Mashiach will come? It says, Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimalet. There's going to be a lot of decrees, hardship. How do you escape everything? Tell you very easy. You know, when there's a tragedy, nothing's going to happen to Hashem, you know. Nothing's going to happen to Hashem. As long as you look like Hashem, and you start to imitate Hashem, you become a miniature Hashem, nothing can happen to you. Do you get my eyes? Yes, an animal chases a person is because the person doesn't look like as an image of Hashem. Like Daniel was thrown into this lion dome. Dome, you say?
Then.
350 lions over there. And he gave them food for a few days. 350 lions. So then, nothing. Didn't touch him. I saw a video, there's a guy in Brooklyn, ballpark. It has a Jewish museum. It has a lot of antiques. But I don't know how he got it. I happen to be the visitor. So he asked Rav Belsky a few years ago, he wants to go to the cage of crocodile and all kind of animals, scary animals. You have a picture. It says it costs, the CD costs $20. How he goes in, before he goes and prays, he goes, there's a warning before. Nobody comes out alive from there. You can't go. The crocodile, he describes it on, I saw the CD. It's unbelievable. But the Gemara says, if you look, like if you have a look of a shame, animals run away from you. They're not going to touch you. So the Gemara says, if anyone runs after you, it means something's wrong with you. No, I'm allergic to dogs. You're not allergic to dogs. If a dog runs after you, it means you don't. A dog doesn't see any image of Hashem on you. Torah tells you. Torah tells you the reason of tefillin is, ראו כל עמי הארץ כשם אשר נקרא אליך וירו ממך. You put tefillin in the morning. It's not just, you know, put it. You have to have a kavana. And two major kavanot. One kavana is, says the Torah, למען תהיה תורה השם לפיך. You want to study. And you want to understand what you study. And said tefillin is the key. The second kavana, the Torah says, that people see your face, they be afraid of you, they run away from you. He said, why? Because you see Hashem on you. You see Hashem on you, nothing happened. At the time of Gaon Mivilna, some goyim came to the closet for Gaon Mivilna to kill Gaon Mivilna. They opened the door, they saw Gaon Mivilna has filling on, they ran away. And that's what Nabi Yoel says, okay, all the above, you know, you're going to have a test, everything. Listen. Survive a test, the bottom line is you have to be glued to Hashem. Glued to Hashem, says Nabi Yoel, what it means is, Shem Hashem nikra alecha. And it says Hashem should be on you. Imalet, then you survive everything. And it says that person is going to come, you know, he's going to try to convince you. He said, listen, last life you convinced me, and last I tell you what last life you didn't have this desire to be glued to Hashem. And every act that you do, you say, I don't do it because Hashem wants me to do it. Hashem doesn't want you to visit sick people. Hashem doesn't want you to be in Chavah Kadisha. It's wrong. Hashem wants you to do it because He does it. And if you do it, you become a miniature Hashem. And then you survive. And then it shows Hashem that you love Him. Not because you have to love Hashem. Because if you imitate Hashem, it means you love Him. And again, Hashem doesn't test you if you love Him. Hashem must see if you want to be like Him. That's all. Because last life, He didn't have the desire to be like Him. That's the secret of our parsha. That a person is voted back on, you have to have this desire all the time to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what can happen, Moshiach will come, a person will be tested. If you want to be like Hashem, not if you did right or wrong. Right or wrong means if you want to be like Hashem. The mitzvot that Hashem gave us, not because Hashem wants you to do mitzvot, shekel ulav, sisukah, means nothing. All those mitzvot are so-called the tools to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show Hashem, yeah, I want to fulfill you will, you created this world. You created man to be like you. I want to be like you. Hashem has mercy after mercy. Everything is limited to Hashem. To have the Shabbat Marba Minam.
Amen.